So Parashat Kedoshim. So there's a lot of things that one could talk about in Parashat Kedoshim. It is among the most famous parashot in the Torah, the command that we should be holy. Famous mitzvot, like you know, Vahavta Re'echa Kamocha, that get a lot of press time in, always in all religions, they like this one, you know. I'm going to focus on what people don't focus on, just because we're learning Zvachim. So at least might as well get this out. So one of the less known, right? These very famous pesukim, right? Kedoshim is one of those things that is very easy. You want to talk about something? You got Avta Re'echa Kamocha. You got Kibud Av V'Em. You got Shabbat. You got Kedoshim Tiyu. You got You got Karma Chalot Olel. You got like the stuff you give to the poor. But in the middle of that, actually towards the beginning, you get the following, which guys in my share should be familiar with, which is V'chi tizbechu zevach shlamim l'adonai l'rtzonchem tizbechu. Who, when you bring a karban, a shlamim, so you shall bring it, right, l'rtzonchem. We've talked about what that means. B'yom zivchachem yachel macharat v'anotara yom eshlishi v'eshi zarev. You should eat it that day. And if you leave it, the shlamim is supposed to eat within the first 2 days. So if you leave it to the third day, it's leftover. It's notar. And you have to burn it. If you eat on day three, it's pigul. Now, we spent extensive time in our shiur talking about the fact that despite the fact that the shot of the psokim might be that pigul is like notar, namely, that pigul is when I leave it over to the third day and I eat it in overtime, so then I'm chayav karet. Chazal understand it differently, which is that if when I am processing the karban, I'm shechting the karban, I have in mind that I'm going to eat it. Michut lezmano, I'm going to eat it on day three. Then already from the first moment, I have created a status in the karban as pigul. And if I would then eat from that karban after it had been fully processed without further messing up the karban and therefore undermining pigul, then I would be chayev kare. Okay, right? That's pigul. And the last year we did before was a before the trip, that was when we did it. It was before some break. Now, we talked about a lot there, but I want to give you another perspective on it because, you know, any excuse for me to talk about Karbana this year, I'll take. Next year, I will not have this excuse. I just won't, because we're not doing Zvachim again. Not that I wouldn't be happy to. The question that maybe we dealt with a little bit then, which is, okay, let's take Chazal's interpretation. Namely that the punishment of pigul is created because I merely had the wrong thought. Yeah? We talked a little bit about why is that so bad, right? I had the wrong thought. I planned to bring the karban, to eat the karban outside the right time. And I didn't, by the way. But I planned to do it when I was shechting it. And already, I've messed up the karban. Right? That's severe. We talked about this a little bit. But I'm going to share you a perspective from Rabbi Liebtag, who tries to put another aspect of this. So in order to get there, he notes that many of the Midrashim have picked up on the fact that any good reader of Chumash will have noticed this, that Parashat Kedoshim seems to parallel the Aseret HaDibrot, in many cases with expansions. You notice this? Right, this isn't hard. If you read, I will read you a few psukim, and if you don't notice parallels, then you don't know the Aseret HaDibrot, and this is bad. Pasuk Gimel in Parsha Kedoshim. Ish imo va'aviv tira'u. You shall fear your parents. Okay, admittedly, in the Aseret HaDibrot, it's kavod, and this is Yira. Is Yira an expansion or not? Okay, we can talk about that, right? But next half of the pasuk, ve'ed shabtotai tishmaru, and you shall keep Shabbat. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Right? Yeah. They're not necessarily parallel in order. No, right.
They display clear awareness.
Yes, fine. Oh, parallel is maybe the wrong word. Is that there is the Aseret HaDibrot are featured often or alluded to, often expanded. So, for example, you'll get lo tignovu, right? Don't steal. But you also get within this lo tashoket re'achav, lo tigzov, lo talin pulat sachir, right? That stealing, one of the things that's counted as stealing is delaying the payment of workers. Right, so in Kedoshim, what you seem to get is an allusion to the Aseret HaDibrot, but in many cases, an expansion. Right, so that the Gzela case is a clear expansion. Right, that in the Aseret HaDibrot, we hear don't steal. Here, we pair don't steal with don't delay paying your worker. I mean, you're going to pay your worker, but don't delay paying your worker. And that's already a type of theft that's related to that. That's a clear expansion. Okay? Now, on Kibud Av V'Em, why would Yira be an expansion over Kavod?
because it's just another way to interact.
So you could just say it's another, but it's actually more than that, right? Because it's not just different. I would also argue as follows. People get kibbut avraham wrong, right? The Gemara says kibbut avraham is machilo mashkeo, giving your parents food, drink, and the like. And yira is don't sit in their place, things like that. What people don't realize is that when in your life do you primarily fulfill kibbut avraham? Yes, exactly. People think of kibbut avraham as something you do when you're a kid. It's wrong. Kibbut avraham is something you do when you're an adult and your parents are elderly. Right? Think about all the things that are described. You help them eat. You help them drink. You help them walk. Right? The things described in the Gemara of kavod are not primarily the things that kids do for their parents. They're things that adults do for their elderly parents. Yira is this type of stuff you could do in your entire life. Right? Showing respect, don't sit in their place. That's the type of thing that right, you actually can do at any point of life. Kavod is actually in it, right? A child bringing a cup of water to his parents at home is not really what kavod's about, right? Like, I mean, it's nice. It might be technically kavod if the father asked for it, right? But when you talk about when is the primary time that you're feeding your parents, that's later in life. Yira is much more expensive. It's the type of thing that, right, showing honor, not contradicting them. That's true when you're young. That's true when you're old, right? So it is an expansion. So is pigul related to any of them? So this is not obvious, right? Some of them are not obvious. So Rei Livdag suggests that pigul is related to the third, right? Taking God's name in vain, right? That there's a parallel between taking God's name in vain, and this of being mechalel, right? Because the way it's described is kikodeshem chilel, right? It's this, you know, desecration of God. Now, but also, what's the key word for him that makes this the case? Is pasuk chet has a very strange phrase, which is v'ochlav avona yisa, right? That if the one who eats the pigle shall carry a sin, but yisa, that's the primary verb where. Lotisa, shem elokecha lashav, right? That's lotisa, right? So there is a linguistic parallel as well. Now, why would that be the case? In what way isn't this in any way parallel to taking God's name in vain? So Rei Livdag says this isn't crazy if you know Chumash well, because in Chumash, what happens when, right? What is it called? What do people do when they bring karbanot throughout Chumash? Starting with Avram Avinu, when he builds a mizbeach. What does the pasuk say? He builds a mizbeach, and then what does he do? In Breishit, Yud Bet. Or in Yud Gimel. You really could do this anywhere. Right? Yeah, well, and how do we refer to it? Vayiven sham mizbeach la'ashem, vayikra b'shem Hashem. He builds a mizbeach and he calls on the name of God. So the Torah already tells you that building a mizbeach, part of what you do is you korat b'shem Hashem, which means that the juxtaposition between the idea of having a mizbeach and a karban is conceptually linked to the idea of shem Hashem, of being korat b'shem Hashem. Right? Again, that's vayikra. That's breishit yud bet. If you look in breishit yud gimel, in case you missed breishit yud bet for whatever reason, right? You would find it again, right? El Mekoma Mizbeach Asher Asa Sham Barishona Vayikra Sham Avram B'Shem Adonai, right? You get it again then. Now, in case you missed, you know, all of Breishit, you only woke up to the fact that there's a chiyuv of Shtai Mikra when you got to and you were reading Parshat Yitro, you woke up the Aseret Adibra, you would get it again. In Parakhov, Pasuk Chav Aleph, you would get Mizbach Adama Ta'aseli. You shall build a Mizbeach. Vizavachta Alav Elotecha Vetzlamecha Vetzonecha Vetbekarecha. And you'll bring all your burnt offerings, your peace offerings, etc. Bichol Hamakom Asher Azkirit Shmi Avo Elecha Verechticha. Whenever I mention my name, I will come and bless you, right? So the Torah, in many places, notes that the idea of Shem Hashem, of being korei b'Shem Hashem, is tied to the Mizbeach. So it's not actually crazy to say that those are linked, because pigul isn't undermining of what's happening on this Be'ach, and therefore there is a parallel, right? So to be Mechalel Shem Hashem, well, it's an inverting of being Korei B'Shem Hashem, right? So there's going to be a conceptual link to Lo Tisa. Okay, so we've established that there's a plausible link between the idea of being Korei B'Shem Hashem improperly, Lo Tisa Hashem, and Pigul. And now this is further supported once you get to Chazal, because according to Chazal, as we just said, Pigul isn't about eating the carbon at the wrong time. It's about right, what you're doing in your mind, right, while you're bringing the carbon. It's right, which brings it closer to Lo Tisa. It's a right Chazal by bringing it, and this is what we talked about when we did Shears. How did Chazal get here? I'm not going to get into that, but the point is that once Chazal do this, it's not about a sin of eating like notar. It's a sin of how do I relate to the carbon. But now, right, Leib Dagei, something we hadn't thought of, hadn't mentioned then, which is, okay, well, what exactly are you doing when you think, you shech the carbon, you think you're going to eat it, michotz lezmano? So right, Leib Dagei notes that, well, and this is already quoted in many mefarshim, that Siv develops this, why does the shlamim of all the carbonot get more than one day? No, more than one day to eat it. Because who's primarily eating it? The owners, right? The owners, right? The Toda gets one day, but the Netziv famously says, why does the Toda get one day? So that you're forced to share it with other people, right? Because if you have a tremendous amount, there's 40 loaves of bread, right? Plus a karban, right? An entire thing. It was like I was at the rabbi of my shul's, you know, we were there for lunch, and he's a big meat smoker. I was about to say smoker, but no, he smokes meat, doesn't smoke, but he's a smoker, right? So much so that he's part of a group that they buy meat together, right? And you get it at a good price, but he said each person, you need multiple people, and each person needs to take in each shipment a box of 20 kilo of brisket, right? Now, he said the problem is in order to do that, he needs to use his freezer and his mother's freezer, and even when he opens it, each brisket is 4 to 5 kilos, so even when he makes one, he has to share, right? Right, even with guests, so he split half. He gave half to his mother. Right, when you have a tremendous amount, you are forced to share. What's the only way not to share?
If you have a lot of time.
So either you could destroy it, or you don't want to destroy it. What? Ah, very good. It's spread out, more time to eat it. So what does that mean? If I'm bringing a shlamim and I say I'm going to eat it in 6 days, what am I doing? What am I injecting sharing. Into the very DNA of this carbon?
I'm not sharing.
Yes, exactly. In all, right, no, I'm not going to share it. The most likely reason for you to say you want to eat it out of the right time, and this is what, right, Leibniz made a very simple point, right, in Pshat, psychologically. What is the main reason that someone would say, I'm going to eat it in 4 days? Why? Why would someone, when he's shechting it, specifically have that bizarre kavanah? I'm going to eat it in 4 days. Right, the best reason is because he has no intention of sharing. Right, that's why you would do it. Right, that's why you would do it. Right, that's what it means. Right, it's not like the guy is some weird spiritual, like he's evil. It's God said 2 days, so I'm daf going to do it in four. That's a little bit strange. On the other hand, he says, "Listen, I have this good piece of meat, right? But I only have 6 people in my family. How long does it take for 6 people to eat a cow, a sheep? Right, exactly. Right, I don't want to share. I want this. I don't want to have to buy food for 2 weeks. Right, I have a big freezer. Right, beseder. Right." So now, and now he says, okay, well, what's the punishment for Pigul? Karet, but what is Karet and Pshat? What is Karet? Who are you cut off from?
The people.
The people. Well, he says, so wait a second. Right, the punishment is you brought the carbon, planning to eat it outside because you didn't want to share. So what's the punishment? Right, Karet, you are cut off from the Jewish people. You wanted to cut yourself off from other people? Good, right? You got it. Right? You got it. Right? You are now cut off from the, right, from the other, from other people. And now he takes it one step farther, right? And he says, okay, so what you see from this is that according to Chazal's understanding, the injecting the selfishness in the beginning destroys the carbon. Right? That's what it's telling you. But how is that related to Lo Tisa? Right, how is that related to Lo Tisa, right, to like taking God's name in vain, if this is right, right? So he says, well, what it's highlighting is at some level is a connection between the Ben Adam L'Chaver and Ben Adam L'Makom things, right? And that's part of the Chiddush here, is that if I serve God and inject selfishness to other people, I'm still bringing carbon to God, I'm still eating it, right? But I think that I can just serve God and sort of cut myself off from other people, but my Ben Adam L'Makom is not going to be lacking, right? So that is, it's a corruption of what it means, right, to be godly. Right, and that is a desecration of God's name. Right, so what he argues is some of that's what's going on. Right, because think about how the parsha starts off. You should be kadosh because I'm kadosh, and within kedusha we include beidam lachaver, we include beidam lavakom. You go a few psukim later, it's share with the poor. If not, you fail to be godly because you fail to care about others, which I would want you to do. Right, and you're misrepresenting my name in this world. So he argues that if this is true, that the reason someone would likely mess up with Pigel is because he doesn't want to share. Therefore, I'm serving God, but by misunderstanding my relationship to other people, God says at some level that's taking my name in vain, meaning it's a misrepresentation of my identity. It's a misrepresentation of my vision for the world. And that, he suggests, is what you get from this implied parallel between Lotisa, Shem, Lekecha, Lashav, and Pigel, which again, since we were doing Pigel this year, I figured.
That's all.